103.5.
Buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Estamos de vuelta del verano 2016. 107.5 FM. Welcome back. And I hope you've all had a great summer. Aquí estamos en el mes de septiembre en Radio Enlace 107.5 FM. Y como siempre, aquí de 8 a 9 en el foro musical de Mr. Q. En las ondas de Hortaleza, de Madrid y del mundo entero. Son las 8 y 2 minutos aquí y seguimos hasta las 9 con vosotros. Las luces encendidas. And we're gonna rock and roll till 9 o'clock today. Back on the ways, yes, it's 7 minutes past 8 o'clock here, and it's after summer 2016, tuning in to 9 o'clock with Mr. Q. We've been tuning in here to a couple of Dust Phonics tunes, and we're going to carry on with one called Johnny Bo, keeping it Bo Diddley style. Rock and roll till 9 o'clock, 107.5. On 7.5 FM here, we're carrying on till 9 o'clock in radio in Lathe. Yes, it's not the BBC. Coming up to 10 minutes past 8 o'clock here, las 8 y 10. Seguimos con la buena música. Count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Music Maestro.
Mine.
was the Count Five from the album Psychedelic Rock, Pretty Big Mouth. And we carry on with the Dustaphonics, Gachanga Bossa Twang. Garage Rock and Roll here all the way till 9 o'clock. The Dustaphonics, they're that good that they've been shaking up London scene with a unique, distinctly energetic party groove that distills such wide-ranging influences as 50s R&B, 60s garage rock and vintage soul blues and surf. Also 77 punk rock. Few and far between. Simple initiators and imitators. Well, since 2012, the previously fluid lineup has solidified around the Anglo-French nucleus of talented, fun, young, charismatic, energetic force of nature, and to bring us a great sound of rock and roll that are the Dustaphonics, only with Mr. Q. High octane rhythm and blues of Vavaroom Rock and Roll from London. Members are Dustaphonics DJ Healy Selectra, live music project. Hayley Red on vocal, Ivan Serrano on guitar, Eric Fracharia or Bruce Brand on Hugo de Viers or Mark Braby on drums, and Dan Whaley or also David Del Aira on bass. It's a great band and they're tuning out with all these great sounds all the time, the Dustaphonics in 107.5 FM and for musical de Mr. Q. It's time for some R&B. Dustaphonics, it's time.
Keeping my head well trained, watching truth come grain by grain. Just for once, I wanna hear that something is mine. Oh, tell me it's time. Tell me it's time. As my own double, looking back saying might be trouble. Can't say that I haven't been trying. You put me on the midnight train, every car's running through my brain. idea that something is mine. Oh, tell me it's time. Tell me it's time. Tell me it's time. Whoa, tell me it's time. Well, tell me it's time. Time, time, time.
A mí me gusta Mr. Duke.
Tuning in here, 20 past 8 o'clock with Count Five, an American garage rock band formed in San Jose, California in 1964 and 1964, best known for their hit single Psychotic Reaction. And here we have them, Pretty Big Mouth, Count Five. This band was founded in 1964, Count Five, by John Moose Mikalski, born 1948 in Cleveland, Ohio. playing lead guitar, and Roy Chaney, born 1948 in Indianapolis, playing bass guitar. And the two were high school friends who had previously played in several short live bands, most notably a surf rock group named the Citations. And as the British invasion influence took effect, the band changed in musical direction. And after going by the name of the Squires for a short time, along with several lineup changes, the Count Five was born. With rhythm and guitar, John Sean Byrne from Ireland. Also on lead vocals, and Ken Elner playing tambourine and harmonica while sharing lead vocals. And Craig Butch Atkinson from California playing drums. The Count Five were recognizable for their habit of wearing Count Dracula style caps when playing live. Well, that's the Count Five. We carry on with them with their greatest hit, Psychedelic Reaction. Only with Mr. Q. 107.5. Summer's finished almost, although here it's 36 degrees and we're still hot, hot, hot. Love to all listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in.
So bad, 'cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And I feel like this.
This song, Psychedelic Reaction, can be heard playing on the jukebox in an early scene in Wim Wenders' film Alice in the City, 1974. And it can also be heard on the season one finale of the HBO drama series Vinyl. Unfortunately, Craig Atkinson died in 1998 and John Sean Byrne died in 2008. But Roy Chaney formed a new band in the 1990s called The Count, who played in the last version of the original groove. The Count released their debut CD, Can't Sleep, in 2002. And Count Five was among the first bands inaugurated into the San Jose Rock Hall of Fame. They're gonna get ya, the Count Five, original lineup.
There's a house on the street where I live, yeah.
The people there advertise what they give, ya.
I'm not gonna hang around. Where the people put you down, they won't let you away. They're gonna get you someday.
they're gonna get you someday. Don't hang around, don't bring disgrace.
I'll keep away from that awful place. You gotta keep away from that place.
Pues aparte de la música aquí en 107.5 FM, también hablamos de los nuevos lanzamientos de música. Hay que hablar de un grande. Eric Clapton lanza el 30 de septiembre un nuevo disco junto a JJ Cale. Sí, posthumo. Eric Clapton launching 30th of September, new record, posthumous with JJ Cale. Pues hace solo unos meses Clapton publicó un disco de estudio titulado I Still Do, con 12 temas con canciones originales producidos por Glyn Johns.
They're gonna get you someday.
Pero el 30 de septiembre es la fecha escogida para el lanzamiento del nuevo disco de Eric Clapton, un álbum grabado en directo en 2007 en San Diego, Estados Unidos, durante un concierto en el que contó con la colaboración del músico estadounidense JJ Cale. More on that in a few minutes after Tomorrow's Gonna Be Another Day. The Monkees from the 1966 The Monkees album.
Pack up all the pain I've been keeping in my heart. I'm gonna catch me the fastest train. I'm gonna make me a brand new start. But that's okay. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Hey, hey, hey. And I don't care what you say. Tomorrow's gonna be, tomorrow's gonna be, tomorrow's gonna be another day. Hey, 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 hey. I tell you there's a lot of fish swimming in the deep blue sea. I'm gonna catch me a pretty one and she'll be good to me. That's okay. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Hey, hey, hey. And I don't care what you say. Tomorrow's gonna be, tomorrow's gonna be, tomorrow's gonna be another day. Tomorrow's gonna be, tomorrow's gonna be another day.
Tomorrow's gonna be another day here, 1966 The Monkees. And a big shout to the listeners out there, Arlette in Onday, if you're tuning in, we all love you. Alex Starstuff and Clara, thanks for tuning in also and helping out and being who you are. Also, a big shout to the UK gang. If you're Litchfield, you know who you are. Road Dog, also Sassy, and all the Spanish crew and the international crews. Gloria, the Shadows of Night.
You know she come around.
Only with Mr. Q.
It's about 5 feet four. Oh, from her head to the ground. Now she come around here. Just about midnight. Make me feel so good. Make me feel alright. And her name is G L O comes around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I want to tell you, she made me feel all right. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name. That made me feel all right.
From the 60s Chicago sound to another one from Tacoma, Washington, formed in 1960, the Sonics, an American garage rock band. Aggressive, hard-edged sound and a major influence on punk and garage.
What's the matter with you? Don't you like the things I do? I've been shot down. Hey, little girl, I play a guitar. I even drive a brand new car. Big man in town. I've been shot down.
Inspiration to Nirvana, Bruce Springsteen, The Fall, and other major artists. That's the Sonics. They played a mixture of garage rock standards like Louie Louie, Have Love, and We'll Travel. And the original compositions such as Strike a Sheen, Psycho, and The Witch, all based upon simple chord sequences, hard and fast. That's the way we like it. The Sonics. From Seattle.
You knew it was wrong, but you had to play.
He's Waylon. And he's waiting. The Sonics.
Bad news.
Well, that was the Sonics, 1960s tribute band entitled Here Ain't the Sonics, was released on Pop Llama Records, featuring contributions from Mono Men, Screaming Trees, and many more. Cinderella from the Sonics. Seattle Supersonics.
She's the sharpest one.
Well, their lyrics of the Sonics originally dealt with early 60s teenage culture, cars, guitars, surfing, and girls. Nothing's changed there, eh?
Gonna catch a rip right here. I met her at the bar. You know we danced all night.
And it's bloody boiling in this fucking studio. 107.5 here, Radio Enlathe.
She even helped me.
It's the Naked Show, you know.
Disappear.
Not for anything, we're just bloody sweating our bollocks off here. I'm all wet, you know what I mean?
Hey, Cinderella.
Rock and roll till 9 o'clock, and the film musical, Mr. Q. Con el calor que hace aquí. Sudando. And a big shout also to the Las Castillas gang, Jose, Maite, Eduardo.
Hey,
y son las fiestas del Casar que han empezado ayer. El Casar is fiesta time till next week, all week. That means the boys want to go out, you know what I mean? And the Lefebvre gang, if you're tuning in Andaya, or in the Basque Country, or in the UK. And everybody else, thanks. The Sonics.
And she's 5'2". When she ran away, I found her glass shoe. Won't somebody tell me?
Pues volviendo del tema de Eric Clapton, JJ Cale, el nuevo tema, el 30 de septiembre, la fecha de lanzamiento del nuevo disco, Eric Clapton y JJ Cale. Así lo ha confirmado la semana pasada Discográfica, que ha anticipado también en nota de prensa que se trata de un disco doble que recorre toda la carrera del inglés Eric Clapton, sin olvidar las canciones como Layla, de su etapa en Derek and the Dominoes. Y el concierto que quedó registrado en este álbum y que tuvo lugar en el iPlay One Center de la mencionada ciudad californiana formó parte de una de las giras más celebradas de Eric Clapton de los últimos años. Pues junto a él estuvieron los guitarristas Derek Trucks y Doyle Bramhall, el segundo, y el batería Steve Jordan, además de JJ Cale, que aparece como invitado en 5 canciones, entre ellas After Midnight y Cocaine. Y de Robert Cray, que colaboró en la última canción del disco titulado Crossroads. Pues hace solo unos meses Clapton publicó un disco de estudio titulado I Still Do, con 12 temas con canciones originales producidas por Glyn Johns. Y desde su primera aparición en 1963 con los Yardbirds, el guitarrista ha formado parte de grupos legendarios como Cream o Derek and the Dominoes, además de desarrollar una intensa actividad en solitario con colaboraciones puntuales junto a otros grandes figuras como Steve Winwood, Jeff Beck, Roger Daltrey o el mismo JJ Cale, con el que grabó The Road to Escondido en 2006. Could be you here. Hasta las 9.
Did you have
está Mr. Q.
Well, the Shadows of Night, American rock band from Chicago suburbs, formed in the 60s. And playing British blues mixed with influences from their native city, Chicago. At the time they first started recording, the band's self-description was as follows. The Stones, Animals and the Yardbirds took the Chicago blues and gave it an English interpretation. We've taken the English version of the blues and re-added a Chicago touch. Say they. But initially formed in 1964 as simply The Shadows, the band learned in spring 65 an existing British group, yes, The Shadows. Wiz Winters, a friend who worked for their manager Paul Sampson and his record shop, came up with the name The Shadows of Night. To tie into the British invasion of music at that time. And because the four members attended Prospect High School in Prospect, Illinois, and whose sports team had the name The Knights. So here we go, The Shadow of Knights. Well, they would release three albums in their first 5 years of existence. And after performing in and around Chicago's northwest suburbs in 64 and 65, the Shadows of Night became the house band at the Cellar in Arlington Heights in Illinois, and attracting more than 500 teenagers every Saturday and Sunday at the Cellar. Well, the recording of that in 1992, the Cellar was released. And a performance in support of the Byrds also at Chicago's McCormick Place in early 65. That attracted the attention of Dunwich Records record producer Bill Traunt. And during that they performed Gloria by Van Morrison's Northern Irish band, Them. And were signed with Dunwich shortly thereafter and recorded Gloria as a first effort. After that came Backdoor Man in 66, Shake in 69, Raw Live in the Cellar in 66, A Night to Remember in 2007, and Live in 2015 of their 66 work. Here we have The Shadows of Night. I got my mojo working we just tuned into, Light Bulb Blues.
Well, since my baby left me, I don't know.
The Shadows of Night, a 60s garage rock band, and we continue with them with Bad Little Woman here, only in El Foro Musical de Mr. Q.
You're bad little woman. Yeah, bad little woman. You're about to ruin my baby with your bad, bad ways. He drives a big shiny Cadillac. Yeah, big shiny Cadillac. And he's evil too. Yeah, he's evil too.
'60s Chicago sound to the '60s Boston sound. The Remains, often referred to incorrectly as Barry and the Remains, were a mid-'60s rock group from Boston, Massachusetts, led by Barry Tashian, who was later vocalist and guitarist to Gram Parsons and the Flying Burrito Brothers, and part of the duo Barry and Holly Tashian. Although the Remains never achieved national success, they were very popular in New England and were one of the opening acts of the Beatles' final US tour in 1966. Who Do I Cry? Remains. Well, they broke up in 66, but their music eventually attracted a strong international cult following, and they began performing and recording again in the late 90s and have continued to play regularly ever since. Now, I mean, need a few bucks, you know, here and there. Keep the music live. Muito obrigado, Manu! Português! In Andaya! Well, with the Remains from the Boston Sound from the 60s, we're going to be closing today's edition. First edition after the summer here in El Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Why Do I Cry? And You Got a Hard Time Coming, we'll be following that from the Remains until 9 o'clock.
You say you tell no lies. Yeah,
ti te gusta Mr. Q? Sí, me gusta Mr. Q.
Y con esto os decimos adiós hasta el sábado que viene. Os dejo con The Remains, You Got a Hard Time Coming. Gracias por escuchar. Thanks for tuning in. And going back to the heat. Remember, don't forget to turn the lights out. When you leave El Foro Musical de Mr. Carol.
All I had, girl, you weren't satisfied. Gave you all I had, girl, got nothing left inside. You're gonna need my loving. You got a hard time around. I hate your two-face, it's gonna put you down. You're gonna need good loving, you got a hard time coming. Oh, oh yeah, you got a hard time coming. You got a hard time coming. You got a hard time coming. Got a hard time coming.
Radio Enlace 107.5.